Good morning. Back in October, from a chapel address using Romans 8, I presented a theme that has a Lutheran ring to it. Maybe you recall it. We as believers in Christ are sinners and saints at the same time. With that background in mind, we take the next three verses, Romans 8, 9 through 11. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. 1 week from today, next Friday, we have class day. We gather in this gym to acknowledge, even honor, student achievement at ILC, such as the historic state championship won by the varsity volleyball team, as well as students who graduate with honors, students who receive performance-based awards and scholarships. The following day comes graduation. We are also in this gym as part of our commencement worship. We honor what God has done for the students walking across the stage, graduating from high school, graduating from college, hopefully in a better position to take the next step in their lives. After all, you're not meant to peak in high school or in college. God has something much better in mind for you and me. I think of an expression that people sometimes use when talking about their goal of personal growth. As they put it, they want to become a better version of themselves. They usually have a picture of what that looks like, a plan to carry it out, steps to make it happen. But how often does it come up short? Because of human weakness, because of human failure and human limitations. Thankfully, our problem is not beyond God's solution. So let's consider as our theme this morning, the Lord's pledge to make you become the very best version of yourself. In the quest to become better at something, such as a sport or a musical instrument or some chosen career path, we're going to hit a ceiling. Our performance will peak out and then lag, and then there's a decline. The body slows down. As aging adults, we're not as fast or as energetic as we used to be. The mind, the memory, lose focus. Even worse, the heart, your heart and mine, continues to sin and push God away. Take all of the sins that we do, combine that with our sinful nature within, and that's the very worst version of ourselves. Especially when you hear this blunt description in the text of verse 9. The body is death because of sin. What's God's solution to that? Well, better than your coach on the court or a teacher giving a lesson, God does more than mentor you into doing better. He actually takes us over from the inside out so that we become, even now, a better version of ourselves. This happens the moment that he makes you his child by faith. This happens when the Holy Spirit enters your hearts at baptism. At that point, God has put his name on you. God has put his claim on you. In the verses of Romans 8, it even describes God occupying his people. He occupies those whom he knows. It's a hidden thing. But Paul brings it up that the Spirit will turn you into a spiritual address. When the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you belong to Christ, who is also in you, while you at the same time are in him. This is something of a mystery, but a very important feature of your current, the current version of yourself as sinner saint, as people belonging to God forever. That's part of it. But there's one more thing. Romans 8:11, one more time. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. That's talking about the future version of yourself, which is not only tied to the present reality, but also to a past victory that lives on. Paul says it twice as an emphatic thing. God raised Christ from the dead. That's part of the pledge. The Lord's pledge to have the same thing happen to you. Yes, we will have the same kind of body one day, free of sin, free of death, like the body of Jesus. One day, our mortal bodies will become immortal. Our sin-corrupt hearts and minds will become righteous hearts and minds. That's part of it. And a necessary part so that we can eternally live in perfect harmony with the perfect God, like it always was meant to be. You, fully restored to immortality. Set your sights on that. Your future, final, ultimate version of yourself. Though it's a gift, it will be your greatest accomplishment, your greatest achievement, the highest pinnacle that you will reach and will not ever decline from. It's the Lord's pledge to you, made sure in the resurrection of Christ, made real right now through the Spirit at work in your hearts. To him, then, the triune God, be our endless praise and our sure confidence of the living hope, as we heard from the Apostle Peter yesterday, and also from the Apostle Paul today. The Lord's pledge to make you become the very best version of yourselves. In Jesus' saving name, amen. We'll close today with all stanzas of hymn 391. Hymn 391. Thank you.